Imagine standing on a quiet hillside of Spring Hill Cemetery in Charleston, West Virginia, where towering trees sway in the wind and the Kanawha River shimmers in the distance. Beneath your feet lies Colonel George William Summers, born in 1758, a man who witnessed the birth of a nation, fought for its survival, and helped shape the early settlements of the Kanawha Valley. Summers was a Revolutionary era colonel, a figure of influence and wealth, and according to local lore, he rests beside someone extraordinary, Scipio, an enslaved man remembered in Charleston legend as an African prince. Originally, Summers was laid to rest on the family's Grand Walnut Grove estate, but in 1978, his remains and those of his family were carefully relocated to Spring Hill to preserve their legacy. It was said that some coal company purchased the property. Standing here today, you're not just visiting a grave, you're standing at the crossroads of American history, where revolution, slavery, and frontier survival converge beneath one weathered stone.